Farm safety, a year-round goal. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Although National Farm Safety and Health Week brings awareness to safety in agriculture, its message can be applied all year long. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Another National Farm Safety and Health Week has come and gone. But as Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety points out, the message that comes from this week-long safety awareness campaign is spread year-round.
A lot of times it takes people two or three times listening to something before it sinks in. So we'll be looking at driving these points home throughout the year as we go out.
And the focus in 2011 and well into 2012 when it comes to farm safety is safety counts, your community depends on it.
Agriculture is a very viable industry, but one of the things that happens is with the injuries and the fatalities. The National Safety Council estimates that for every farming death, it costs the community $790,000 in that first year. So there's a big economic impact to the injuries and fatalities that we're seeing in agriculture.
Every year, National Farm Safety and Health Week selects certain areas of focus within the main theme. For this year, messages center on rural roadway safety.
I think from the community aspect, the things to take a look at are rural roadway safety. We are starting now to produce, store, and move more grain than at any time in U.S. history. So the farm equipment, fully loaded, especially in the fall, will be traveling down the road doing about 12 miles per hour. You've got folks in their vehicles that may be distracted by being on a cell phone, texting, whatever the case may be, that are traveling 55, 60 miles per hour on top of a hill and come upon a piece of farm equipment.
Needed says another area of concern when it comes to safety is farmers and their employees who rush when it comes to peak times of the year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So keep in mind that tractors will be out on the road this fall harvesting those crops you've seen growing in the fields all summer. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.